I firmly believe that we deserve, period.
I just feel like it's important to keep saying that out loud, that this is us learning in public.
The foundation of how to not have trash politics is really just relationships, right?
So if you're not aware of how powerful you are, then how can you be using your power to bring others up?
We're giving you collective liberation. We're giving you personal healing. We're giving you millennial auntie with a mic.
You're listening to Scene, the podcast.
So before we start this episode, I think it's important to give a content warning to let folks know that there's going to be mention of, and I'll be kind of working through the topic of sexual violence. It's not like the entire topic, but it certainly is like the spark for what we're going to be discussing today. I have had a really hard time thinking about what to talk about for this week. It's the beginning of February, so it's Black History Month, which I love. And we're in Aquarius season, so that means that my birthday is around the corner. It's on February 11th. And as I've been preparing for this, my body has been reacting and being really activated. And even right now, as I'm talking, like my body is just like my gut, my breath, all these things that I know usually point me to kind of feelings of distress or remembrance of distress. And that's because my birthday is also the, I want to call it the death anniversary, but it also is when I was sexually assaulted when I was 20, and I was drugged, and it's something, the trauma of that is something that I live with obviously till this day, and it's it's always just like a really challenging thing to think about my birthday, for my birthday to be approaching, and then to compound all of this as well. I just started a brand new job at a local rape crisis center that I've been connected to for over like 10 years before my assault even took place. But I'm stepping back into anti-violence work this week, last week, I guess. So all of this has just been a lot for me. And I've been, doing a lot of my own work to like compartmentalize and do some of my own personal healing and just tending to myself over the years to come to find ways that I can, reclaim my body and my sexuality and my safety, and my birthday. And, I've just come to realize, this year, especially, that the most important thing for me during my birthday is to feel uplifted and celebrated with my friends and my family, with people who love me. That usually offers me a bit of like, I don't want to say distraction, but like salvation almost, like balm, that I need to get through my birthday every year. But with COVID, because she's a fucking trifling ass hoe, I can't do that this year. I got away with it last year because my birthday was in February, so I got to have a birthday before Miss Rona showed up, and I just wish that I could have that. So anyways, I thought we would be able to talk, the two of us, about not just my birthday, but the sort of feelings and experiences associated with holidays or memorials or this whole just like celebrating thing that we do in general, the pressures and expectations and feelings and emotions about these days, what they mean to us and what we choose to do to commemorate them. And I'm, as usual, coming into this conversation with a lot of gratitude that I can do this with you, mostly not just because you're one of my best friends and somebody that I love so much, but also you being a therapist, I love it. So I'm very much grateful for that. And also just feeling very tender. And like we set our intentions before about wanting to stay in the moment. And that's something that I'm trying to do as we're talking together. So Yeah. I just, maybe let's do a check-in. Like, how are you doing? How are you feeling about this topic? All of that.
Yeah. I'm feeling really honored and grateful to be doing this topic with you. I think it's really important. I think a lot of people struggle with this in a lot of different ways. And I'm really grateful to you for being so generous with your experience and talking about it openly. It not only makes me feel closer to you as my friend, you know, to hear what you're feeling and what you're going through right now, but it's also like really, I know, affirming for me because I have, you know, traumaversaries that are really hard for me still. So hearing you talking about feeling the same way, it's like really affirming and normalizing and all of that. And I think, again, a lot of people struggle with this. So I think it's really, really important that we're talking about it. So I'm really happy that you chose to do this.
I just appreciate being able to talk about this with friends, mm-hmm. you know, or with people that I love, because there's just, it's such a loaded, this is such a loaded conversation and feeling and circumstance. So yeah, but to start things off, I actually wanted to play a little bit of a game. I don't know. I thought okay. It would be nice so basically for me, my approach in just like surviving my birthday is try to find levity, try to find joy, try to find whatever. So anyways, games. Let's play one. I want to name some traditional kind of Western celebrations, and I want to know if you love it, hate it, or if there's something, you know, more complex about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And like the why is really the most compelling thing for me.
Okay.
You know. So Christmas.
Love it. I love. I don't know. I think it brings like a bright spot to fall and then early winter, because it's like lights and celebration and joy and Christmas movies and family and just all those like really kind of cozy, warm, bright feelings at like a dark time of year. So I really love it. How do you feel about it?
I love Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like, as an ex-Christian, it's like the one Christian-ish thing that I will, and it's very commercialized, right? Like, I'm not celebrating baby Jesus in a manger, but like, will I play gospel music on like the loudest setting during Christmas time? Yes, I will.
Amazing.
I love it. It just makes me feel so, I just love it. I don't know. It's for the same reasons that you do. So
yeah.
Yes. Okay. Christmas. Great. New Year's.
We used to work New Year's in the restaurant industry, and then just like, I can't drink anymore, and going out to like really, really crowded things is just like not my thing. So I just have a quiet New Year's every year, and that's fine, but like I don't really care. And I think my birthday is more my personal New Year's, so yeah. Do you like
New Year's? I was gonna say, you know what, I used to like New Year's more. But as I've gotten older, and as most of my friends have like gotten older with me, and I think also like gotten into sort of more like long-term sort of committed partnerships, like the going outness of it all, you know, I used to do that a lot more when I was younger. And like you, I worked in food and beverage and restaurant industry. So it was like the thing that I did like begrudgingly was go to work on New Year's and have to be around drunk people who I did not like, you know?
Yeah.
So I certainly feel that, but I miss, like, for New Year's, I love having like house parties. Like, I love being able to be around my people. How about your birthday? You mentioned that that's like more of a hallmark of your New Year. So it sounds like you love your birthday.
I have loved my birthday in the past, but then I think as I've gotten older, and honestly, I feel kind of dumb that this affects you as much as it does, but for my 30th, I just did a really nice like trip to Whistler, which is the kind of thing I never really do, those little trips. It was my sister's idea, and it was just with her and like two of my closest friends. But another one of my friends got really mad that she wasn't a part of it, and was like, we had like a big conflict over it because she was like so angry about it, and it kind of ruined it for me, to be honest. Like, I still had a great time, but like the whole time leading up to it, it was just like really stressful. And then ever since then, I've just like found my birthday kind of like stressful, and I haven't really enjoyed it in quite the same way, because it just feels like
pressure to like do a certain thing. I don't know.
Okay, we're going to put a pin in that because that's exactly what I feel for a lot of holidays, but specifically for birthdays, the pressure piece. Mm-hmm. Okay, other things. I'm just throwing wrenches in here because I kind of know how you're going to respond. Mm-hmm. Canada Day / Independence Day.
Yeah, so that's not a thing.
We don't recognize it in these households.
We do not acknowledge Canada Day. Yeah, I'm like, am I celebrating genocide? Like, I don't really know like, what the celebration that? Is. So yeah. For me, Canada mm-hmm. Day is like, as a settler, extra responsibility to like say something about what is happening. But yeah, it's not like a thing to
hate
celebrate.
It. Hate it. She says she hates it. Me too. Valentine's Day. It's not like a real holiday, but like, is there any your face right now?
I don't care. Off, I mean, okay. I don't care one way or the other. I can't remember last time I was in a relationship on Valentine's Day. So it's just like not really a thing. But when I was little, when I was growing up, I lived with my grandparents and my sisters and my mom. So my grandpa was the only man in the house. And every Valentine's Day, he used to get us all cards and candy and like take us all out for dinner. It was very cute.
That is the cutest shit ever. Yeah. Oh my God. I did not have that growing up. My grandma did not do that shit. Yeah, Valentine's Day for me, I think when I was younger, it felt like expectations as all these days really are. It's like expectations, right? But now... No. Cause it's so close to my birthday. It's like 3 days after my birthday. So I'm basically like, you better love me extra hard for my birthday. And then, you know, I don't care about Valentine's Day. It's a commercial holiday. And also I prefer to be treated like somebody's sweetheart all the other days of the year. You know, oftentimes I see, and Nolan and I talk about this a lot of the time, where it's like somebody can be shitty to you for like the rest of the year, but then on Valentine's Day, they're like, I love you the most. It's like, treat me good always. Like that is not, I don't value it that much. You know what I mean? Another day for me, it's not even a celebration, but it's like a day that I commemorate. And then we'll get into like the meat and potatoes, let's say, of our conversation. But another day that usually evokes like lots of emotions for me is every year when Nolan leaves for like 3 months to go into the bush, my body goes into shock. Like my body, like I anticipate it. I know what it's going to feel like. You know what I mean? Like it's just, it's not a celebration. It's the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like it's usually me in our carport at like 6 a.m. crying and like somebody walking, you know, like me, Nolan, just like hugging and like crying for like 10 minutes. so yeah, like, you know, certain dates that, you know, normally it's funny. Normally when we have these, our podcast, thank you for playing the game. Actually, let's start off there. Thank you for playing my game and entertaining me with
that
your
was very
answers.
Fun. Yeah.
You know, gotta keep it a little bit light. Normally when we have our episodes, when I'm like planning them, I tend to think of like positives and challenges and like ways to go forward, like as a framework, you know, just to give it some structure. But I feel like talking about celebrating or like memorializing or whatever it is so intermixed with all these kinds of things that it's not really useful to like use binary ways of thinking really ever, but like specifically when it comes to this, because there's just so many layers for me that like simultaneously make me feel like anticipatory and excited, but also like overwhelming and like really anxious. And I wonder if that resonates for you. You kind of mentioned this when you were talking about your birthday and like having had one that was like tense because of something that happened with a friend, that being kind of set in stone almost, you know?
Mm-hmm. The body remembers, as they say.
Yeah.
And it's deeply. Really, yeah, it's really frustrating, I think, because often we have one thing in our mind, like I'm always like, I'm over this, I can put this aside, you know, but then my body just like brings up these feelings. And, you know, sometimes when you don't even know the date, like I had a day in the fall this year where I felt so unwell, and I often feel very unwell, and because I have a chronic illness, and it's often like different symptoms, it's not always the same, but this was just different. Like I was just like, I feel so weird, like I don't understand what's wrong with me. I was like, do I have COVID? I was taking my temperature because I was like, this is different. And then I suddenly was like, wait, I think this might be around the same time of year of last year, like a big trauma happened. And I went through my email and I was able to find it, and it was the exact date. And I had no idea, but my body knew somehow. You just kind of, you can't think your way out of it.
No, not at all. I'm so glad that you mentioned the body sensations. I feel like for me, it just brings me back to the moment where I experienced something, like especially around my birthday. Like, it just, like, the body does remember, even if you intellectually, for me anyways, intellectually I'm able to be like, no, I'm safe now. It's different now. That was a long time ago. Like mm-hmm. I know that, like, that's not happening right now, or, you know, all the ways that we try to, like, tend to ourselves and remind ourselves of, like, the grounding sort of things. And my body just can't seem to catch up. And there's a part of me that, like, is really frustrated with it. Like, I feel really annoyed that I still am affected by something. Really, that's what it is. Like, and, you know, somebody might listen and be like, well, of course you're affected by that. But it's like, but when it becomes that, when you feel like there is nothing you can do about it, like, for me, that's what it's been like, where I'm like, I guess this is just my birthday every year, is just feeling simultaneously very, very heavily triggered, but also, like, I'm grateful that I exist still. Like, and it makes me feel almost like resentful, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's exactly like what you said. It's like, we go to therapy, we do all this healing work, and it still affects us. And it's infuriating, right? Like, it sucks. It's like, you don't want to still be affected by this person who does horrible thing to you, you know? Like, it is really infuriating that somebody could just, you know, ruin your birthday. And maybe it's not completely ruined, like you said, you managed to find ways to still enjoy it. But yeah, I mean, I'm angry that I'm still affected by sexual trauma despite more than a decade of, like, healing work. I feel like I'm not being very eloquent, but it's like, what, I don't have anything else to say other than it makes me so angry.
Yeah, that's the same. I feel like for me, it's like shame about still being affected by something. And then mm-hmm. it's also like feeling almost embarrassed. You know what yeah. I mean? You know, it's funny. Yesterday I had this realization. I was talking to Nolan and we were talking about just like how our families have celebrated birthdays, like when we were kids and stuff like that. And I was thinking about one of his birthdays. I think it was for his 25th birthday. I did like so much planning around it. Like we went to like a gun range, and we went shooting. Then we went to an escape room. And then we went to Langley, and we rode horses, and then we had a picnic. Like, it was like, I planned so much. And he was like, what the, like, wow, he's like, I've never had a birthday like that. I've never had anyone plan me like that. He just, he expressed, you know, this week, he's like, that made me feel like a lot of pressure for your birthday. And I thought about it some more, and I'm like, the reason that I did that for him was because for my birthday, all I want to do is forget the shitty things. So I want it to be packed with amazing, awesome things. And I didn't even, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know that I was kind of taking the things that I have experienced, you know, and not putting them on him, but really just trying to make sure that even if it's his birthday, like, I'm still getting triggered for other people's birthdays. Like, it triggers me. Even so, like, I love my friends. I love celebrating people. And that's the thing that frustrates me the most, is like, I enjoy, like, lifting people up and celebrating them and big upping them and, like, loving on folks. But, like, there, it still reminds me of my own shit. You know what I mean? And then there's like, you know, you really do just hope that whatever day that, I'm going to call it the death anniversaries, but like whatever day the traumatic thing that happened to you, and even if it's holidays, I was trying to do some research on just like, you know, for BIPOC of the week, which we have none of, I was trying to, like, you know, see what exists out there. And what I could find a lot of was for people who grew up in abusive households, about holidays and how holidays can be really triggering, especially if you had an abusive parent, because of all these other things. And so you know, there's this expectation around holidays or these death anniversaries or memoriams or whatever, that you hope that it's like, you know, enjoyable or fun or special or feels like love or connection or something that like you just feel like you need. And I think for me, there's also this, I don't know, like this shame and embarrassment about needing to be celebrated, about like needing to ask people to like celebrate me for my birthday. I've always felt really self-conscious about that. Like, I'm totally happy to go to somebody else's birthday and, you know, and celebrate them. But I found for myself, I'm like, I just don't, I end up judging myself, I guess, for needing that connection and that celebration and that love on my day.
Yeah. Is that because of the trauma that happened on your birthday, or were you always uncomfortable with being celebrated or being kind of the center of attention on your birthday?
No, it was because of my birthday. Because on like on my 20th birthday, I did this big thing. We went to a club, I planned a whole thing, and one of my assailants, his name is Ryan, and he was a DJ, and he found out that I was going to be going to a club that he DJed at. So he was like, let me hook you up with like free da 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 da. So it was like somebody that I knew, like these people that I knew that came to my birthday to celebrate me. Right. Wow. And so I think because I had that experience of like, I planned to celebrate myself, every time that I have like thought about celebrating myself in that way, I'm like, no, because there's going to be expectations. And then I'm associating that with so much harm that I experienced.
Yeah. And that's, oh God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's one of the worst things, where like something that should be good and sweet and joyful gets paired with violence. And it's like, now you can't separate the celebration from the violence. And that's just like one of the most infuriating things, where that thing that should be sweet and nice and joyful gets stolen from you.
Yeah. And like, you know, I feel really grateful because in my relationship, I think it was the year before last, I basically just told Nolan, like, I need you to take my birthday really seriously. I need you to plan things for my birthday, like every year. I just need you to do that. Like, I'm not going to ask for it, but I want to be able to celebrate my birthday. I want gifts. I want love. I want attention. Like, that's what I need for my birthday. And he did, like, he was like, okay, cool. Like, as long as I know what your expectations are, I'm happy to, like, you know, attempt to meet them. I just need to know what you need. Because there had been some birthdays where I felt underwhelmed, where I felt not as celebrated, and it was really hurtful. And I didn't know why until actually this moment. Like, I remember one birthday, I was so annoyed with Nolan. I was like, I need to take a nap and sleep this shit off. Like, I'm fucking pissed. I was pissed. I was just like, I want more. And it wasn't about like, I guess for me, it's been like, I've always felt like that's a form of indulgence. You know what I mean? Of like, about needing that, about wanting that, about asking for that, about having expectations around birthdays. And, I've judged myself really harshly for that. And I don't think that's fair. I think it's really reasonable to feel this need and desire to be thought of, right? And like to be considered and to be celebrated and cherished on your fucking birthday. But also on like days where we're supposed to, where society tells us it's about family or connection or being together, like it's okay to have those expectations, you know? I'm trying to tell myself that because my birthday is on Thursday and I'm like still sort of wrestling with that.
Yeah, I think it's really hard to learn how to live in this place that's so complex, where it's like you're going to be feeling painful feelings on this day, but you still want and need like sweetness and joy and like a counterbalance somehow. And, you know, maybe you're in a place because it's so difficult because of the history that it's very difficult to plan that or like make that happen for yourself. So you maybe need to call on the people around you to do that for you. But then it's very difficult to reach out and ask for that often too. So it's just this very like complicated place to live in. And I think there often isn't a lot of space for that because, you know, the broader societal narrative is just like, oh, it's your birthday, it's like a great day, or oh, it's, you know, it's Christmas, of course you're with family and you're happy and all of these kinds of things. And for a lot of people, when that's not at all the case, there is like this shame and this fear and this dread and this pressure.
I was gonna say, like, in your therapy practice, have you kind of witnessed this or seen clients also navigating the challenges of days like this, holidays, birthdays, that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. It's a big thing for a lot of people, actually, which you would never know because we don't really talk about it, because it isn't really, I think, understood on a broader level socially. So people are just kind of privately struggling with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think about some of the like positive and affirming things that are often so lovely about, you know, birthdays and holidays and that kind of, and, you know, Memorial Days or whatever it might be, where it's like, it's an opportunity to make meaning out of something, like to celebrate or honor, taking a step back and just like reflecting on, you know, the year that you've had or the contributions that, let's say, a person has had, for example, with Black History Month, and affirming all those things and kind of taking them all in and expressing gratitude, right? And like love and loving up on folks and all of those things that can help us, I guess, especially for birthdays, remind us why we're here, what our purpose is. Like, it kind of can be that sort of affirmation in that way, on both like a personal level for, let's say, birthdays, but also on a collective level with something like Black History Month. But at the same time, I find, and I mentioned this to you when I was thinking, when I was telling you yesterday about this topic and wanting to talk about it with you, that sometimes I feel in that vein where you were just saying we live in a culture that doesn't create space for us to talk about these things. Sometimes I feel like the birthdays or these holidays or whatever kind of are like, in some ways, this like weird spiritually bypassing element where it's like we don't really think about the hardships. It's like this focus on only the highs and the expectations around being happy and joyful, and the pressure to do those, to feel a type of way, I think can be so, it can make those days so inaccessible and so hard for people.
I completely agree. And yeah, it doesn't have to be like this, you know, like we don't have to kind of create these Hallmark perfect Instagram worthy moments, you know, like I think there can be a lot of room to live in the complexity on the day. You know, maybe it is going to be a hard day, but you can still find moments of respite or sweetness. And I think that's the most important thing, is taking off the pressure and the expectations. It doesn't have to look a certain way, you know, like I think for me, it's been really important because I've spent a lot of Christmases not with my family, or even some years being completely alone. And I think the hardest part was other people for, you know, weeks leading up to it and after it being like, what are you doing for Christmas? Oh, you're, and I'm like, it's just a day. It's fine. I'll call my family. I'm just going to watch Christmas movies and like have a good time. It's totally fine. And I think over the years, like being able to get comfortable with the fact that it doesn't have to look like what people think it has to look like.
Yeah, that's a huge thing for me. Thank you for saying that. I know in our like attempt to be like relational with each other, we're like, let me ask this person about this day that I think has meaning for us all universally. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to say that like we shouldn't, you know, ask people what, you know, what are your plans for things, but certainly that expectation, the expectation and then like the idea of how it's supposed to be and the whole, like the kind of Instagram worthiness of it all can just make a lot of us feel so disappointed when we don't, you know, when we don't achieve those, honestly, sometimes like very hard to achieve emotions. Like imagine putting on this day, especially when it's like, you know, even weddings, as Nolan and I have been talking about planning a wedding, right? Like, or maybe we haven't been talking about it enough. Both of us are like, we're the worst like couple, because like we're just like, oh, we just wanted to be good vibes, you know, like really low key. But even in that, given the like industry around weddings and like how they're supposed to be the expectations of feeling a type of way about that, the process, about planning it, about all those things. And I think even, you know, as I reflect on how my birthday has and my feelings around my birthday have seeped into other areas of my life, it's even that where it's like, it's just a day, you know, our wedding is going to be one, it's going to be a day. And we've had so many amazing days before our wedding, you know, and we haven't set a date for it yet. We've been engaged for like a year, haven't set a date, but like,
it is a pandemic.
In your it's defense. A pandemic. Like, what can we do? And there's a part of me that's like, as people have asked me lovingly, you know, what do you, have you any plans? Like, what's going to be? And I'm just kind of like, we're just like, we want to be able to do it safely and with family. And that means we can't, like, we can't even begin to imagine what, when that will happen. Because I know what I will need for that day is just to be with my people. I don't want to make concessions about that. And so I think the element of choice is something that I heard you talk about, like just choosing how you want to be able to celebrate something or commemorate something or hold reverence to a day. It's so up to us. Like, I think COVID has shown us that a lot of us have had to go through our birthdays and a lot of different holidays, Western or not, spiritual or not, you know, religious or not, whatever, that have forced us to kind of change our approach to them, which I think for a lot of folks has been challenging. But the choice piece is always affirming of, you know, getting in where you fit in, doing what works for you, as opposed to looking at the way that everybody else is doing things and feeling like it has to look like this or feel like this or be like this. Like, I don't think that's healthy, especially for those of us that have trauma associated with these kinds of days.
Totally. And as you brought weddings into it, just made me realize how much I think capitalism has gotten into this, you know, that like,
yeah,
it is very good for capitalism for us to all feel like these days have to be picture perfect, because then you're buying all the dresses and the gifts and the everything else, you know, it's like all these industries. So I think it makes more sense to me to think about what's actually meaningful for me and mm-hmm. what feels like emotionally resonant, you know, and when you're asking that question, I think the plans look really different, because if it's a day that's complicated for you, then maybe mourning is part of the day. And, you know, maybe being sad is part of the day. And that's okay too. That's part of it. And I think we would do a lot better by ourselves to acknowledge that and make space for that and care for ourselves and how we actually feel mm-hmm. and not try to just make it about, you know, the picture of it.
Mm, I'm so glad that you mentioned like creating that space, almost like expanding our ideas of what quote unquote celebrating. And I'm using that word with air quotes because I don't really know what else to say, but like acknowledging that day is really what it is.
And
right?
Ritual
like,
around that day maybe
yeah,
is
yeah.
like a better way of thinking about it. It doesn't have to be a celebration. It can be more ritual. And that ritual again can include grief
yeah.
and it can include caring for yourself when you're not going to be feeling very well.
Yeah, absolutely. And like mourning those pieces. One of the other things that like, as I had mentioned, that sort of embarrassment that I felt in the past about needing to celebrate my birthday or needing to find joy my birthday is this like a question of how can we ask others to care about days or occasions that are important to us. I think a lot of this requires or would be able to benefit from not being in isolation, even if it's about somebody like thinking about you and knowing how to engage with you on that day, knowing kind of the things that you might need. I think that's been such a hard thing for me to be able to express to my friends and to be able to say, and I'm really proud of myself that this year I've just been a lot more open as my friends have been like, hey, how are you? I'm like kind of feeling fucked up about it, to be honest. Like what I really wish is that I could just like see you and like be able to be around my people, and not feeling shame around that, because at the end of the day, the meaning that I choose to make for my birthday is mine and mine alone. Like it's not anybody else's to kind of put those expectations even on me about how I'm supposed to feel.
Again, like I said at the beginning, it makes me feel so much closer to you when you tell me that, when you're able to be open about how you feel. Because I think a lot of the time we keep those things to ourselves because we think we're like putting it on someone else. We don't want to be like a downer or burden them because it feels so heavy to us that we feel like we don't want to put that on somebody else without realizing mm-hmm. that like they don't feel that heaviness because it's not theirs. They're not the ones carrying it, you know? And like when yeah. we can actually like tell our friends the truth about how we feel, that actually makes them feel a lot more connected to us. And it like gives us more of the kind of intimacy that we need to protect us and lift us up in those times that we need it the most.
Mm-hmm. And I feel really grateful that I have people in my life that wouldn't, that would always affirm those things. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was wondering also, or I've been thinking about for a long time, but specifically around my birthday, of like, how do I stay in the moment and like tend to the parts of me that need different things and just kind of accept the breadth and the depth of all the things that I'm going to feel like, you know, on my birthday, before my birthday, all those things without judgment, without like deprecation, which is a really hard thing to accomplish. And I don't think it's like an absolute measure, but more so just like, how can I kind of look at myself and say like, it's totally reasonable to feel all of those things. It's totally acceptable to feel all those things. It's totally acceptable to notice that pressure and obligations around your birthday and ask myself like, what would I rather feel that day? What would I rather do that day? Like, how would I rather embrace that day? Or like, you know, have rituals around that day. Like just asking myself those questions and giving myself permission to think about that, and then to also ask for what I need from people, and to have, you know, to be so fucking blessed that I have people in my life that would be like, I'm so sorry that that's something that like, how can I show up for you? What do you need? It's just, mm-hmm. and I think that's the part for me around my birthday that makes me feel really happy and grateful is that I have created a life that I'm so happy to exist in. And I'm so grateful that I'm here because I know that a lot of us who experience violence don't make it. It's a heavy thing to have to wade through, but also I'm here. And I want to celebrate that I'm here and affirm, you know, my ability to survive and to, you know, do the things that I've done. Sorry, I'm getting like really emotional. I'm looking at a picture of myself smiling because Nolan, I'm sitting at his desk and I'm like, yeah, you know, like I've worked really hard to just try to support myself. And I think this is the first year because I don't have access to all of you in the way that I want, which would mean us going somewhere and dancing on tables and just being obnoxious, that I feel this lack so much. So yeah, it's, I don't know what else to say. It's a lot, and I guess I just want whoever is listening to feel a real sense of just knowing that there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing to be ashamed about needing to feel celebrated, and there's nothing wrong with having complexities around these days about feeling all of the things. It's not embarrassing, and thank you for saying that it's not a burden for friends to know those things, because I think, yeah, I just have always kind of taken on the role personally of just wanting to be there for others, and it's like, this is the first year where I'm like, you know what, I can't deal with other people's shit right now. I cannot, mm-hmm. I can't try to tend to other people's hurts because I feel it, and that's okay, you know? Mm-hmm. That's totally acceptable.
Yeah. And I wish that you didn't have this pain and that you didn't have to carry this heaviness. And I, at the same time, I just think it's so, like you said, I mean, it's miraculous that you're here and you've survived and you've built this beautiful life for yourself, even, you know, amidst all this pain. And I guess I just think that, you know, this is being alive in this world, you know, it's like the full range yeah. of emotions. And I feel like the fact that you are letting yourself acknowledge and feel this pain is also part of what is letting you and is going to let you feel the full depth of the love that you have in your life and the gratitude and the joy and all of those things. And so, you know, I wish we didn't have to feel the pain too, but I just think letting yourself feel it is also such an amazing gift to yourself and is something that, like, I think brings us to that place of, like, thriving and, like, you know, being alive again is, like, being able to feel all of these feelings.